Let's get started. We're learning Siman Tzadik. And we left off at the end of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Sifkat and Chavtes. The Mishnah Berurah explained that we're discussing if a person is an oinus and he can't come to shul, so he should at least daven at the time, he should daven at Shmona Esrei at the time that the Tzibur is davening their Shmona Esrei. And the Mishnah Berurah says if he's an oinus, what's the example of an oinus? So we had a few examples. One is that he feels weak. And then two, we said, is if he's going to have a loss of money by coming to shul, so also he's not mechuyev in both of these cases. Then the Mishnah Berurah distinguishes between a case where a person is going to lose money or a person is going to lose opportunity of making money. That's right. And that's what we left off with, is that there is such a distinction that a person is just going to lose the opportunity of making money, then he is still mechuyev to go to shul. And then he brings a maise, a story, that's what we're up to now. Kinkas of B'Shem Yaakov. There are, in the new Mishnah Berurah, they changed it to Shev Yaakov, but the truth is I looked up in the source, the Magen Giborim, and he quotes a sefer I never heard of called Shem Yaakov, but it seems that that's really what he's quoting, not the Shev Yaakov. The Heid ala Goin Merenu Zalman Murals are based in the Kilo Kedisha Hamburg. So the Chaim Kanievsky says in the sefer Urchas Yosher that this was the father-in-law of the Chacham Tzvi. So he was a goyin, a tzaddik, and there was one time Shapam Achas Halach LeBeis HaKnesses, where in the end of Sifkat and Chavtes he came to the Beis HaKnesses to shul Meutav B'talis Tefillin. It seems his minhag was to walk to shul wearing a talis and tefillin, like it says in Siman Chafei and Hilchos Tefillin Kedarkoi. Upalga boy Adam Echad, and somebody encountered him Shayaloi Limkar Avanim Taivais, and this person was selling precious stones. And this person invited him to his house that he should be able to sell him the precious stones, and then he would be able to make a small fortune. Now the goyin here of Mirals, he did not want to lose the opportunity of davening with the tzibur, even though he had here a precious opportunity. But he told him, if you could please wait for me, then that would be very nice. But it seems this person didn't have the patience to wait for him. And he sold it Laakir, he sold it to somebody else. And this person who bought these gems was Marviach several thousand rot, which was the coin or currency of their time. So he made a lot of money. Now this person, this Zalman Merels, was very happy that he gave up this opportunity of making thousands of rots, making a small fortune, and went and davened the tzibur. That's how much it was worth to him to be able to daven the tzibur. Shehishlich mineged mamoin rav, that he passed up the opportunity to make a lot of money avor tefilas tzibur in order to daven the tzibur, and that for him was a simcha gedela. Ken Kasa the Sefer Eliarabo. The Eliarabo brings down B'Shem Tshuvas Beis Yosef. Deish liknois ha'anashim shemainim leilek lebeis ha'kanesis. That there should be a punishment, a knas, for people who don't come to shul mishum shoyzkin b'tayra, either because they have a good reason, they have money tayra, or mishum shemistakrin mamona, because they're making money. So you see also that even though he's mistakar mamon, the Mishnah Berurah is bringing at this point, that even though he's making money, and that we would look at as perhaps an oinus, but you see, both from this story that the Shem Yaakov brought down, and also from this Eli Rabba, that making money is not an excuse. V'lashirim, yesh liknois yaiser, it should consent them more, because they have more money to consent. U'bal teira, after Isaac b'limud, in u'bal teira, even if he's Isaac and learning, mikol makom ikah chashada, v'chil l'ashem. Like Kamoy Shekasa Siv Yud Ches. We'll see later that really technically it should be mutter to daven in his own house. It's a machlokas if with a tzibur or without a tzibur, we'll see, b'zav Hashem. But al kopanim, there's a chesbun of bittul tayra. There's a chesbun of bittul tayra. He should go to shul and it's going to be bittul tayra. He's going to go there and come back. It's going to be a shter to his learning. And there will be a chesbun that he could actually daven in his house. However, because of chashad, that people will think that he's not davening, or Chilul Hashem, and people are going to learn from him, and they're going to also do likewise. They're also not going to go to Shul Amratz and think, well, for him, his Torah is important, but for us, our business is important. It's going to be a bad example. So because of that, it says there that it's not Kedai, and even a Talmud Chacham, even though there is a Bitul Torah, but Afal Pikein, he should still go to Shul. So from all this, we see the importance of going to Shul and davening with a Tzibur. And even though a person may have valid reasons not to go, but we still have to remember the lashon of the Mechaber, Yishtadel, is he should make an effort and not justify himself with every little annoyance and difficulty not to go to Shul, because you see what a tremendous value it was, at least to these Chachamim, and how much they weighed the value of going to Shul, even compared to making a lot of money. Fine. Now, one more point on this. On this, what we just discussed, that we have, if there's an oinus and we cannot go to shul, we should at least daven at the time that the tzibur is being mispalel. So this sifkat and lamed really belongs on the amud before, on that point. Yichavin lispalel, he should have kavanah to be mispalel the same time as the tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'davka im trichale milta lesaif asara. This is only assuming that it's difficult for him to get a minion together in his own house. In other words, the only reason why we're allowing him to be mispal at the time of the tzibur and to not make his own tzibur is because it's a tircha for him to make his own tzibur. So he can't get to shul for whatever reason, and he can't make his own minyan in his house because it's a tircha. So then we permit him to be mispal, at least he should be mispal at the time that the tzibur is being mispal. Period. A new point. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that is mashma that when a person is davening musaf, at the time that the person is davening his chakras, at the time that the tzibur is davening musaf, that's not called being mispalel v'shash at tzibur mispalelim. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's davka if he's not there in shul. But if he's there in shul together with the tzibur, so then even though he's davening chakras and they're davening musaf, but since it's at the same time, so it's called tefillah v'tzibur. We'll see that inside. Mashma b'avodah zarah davdalah amad beis. The mispalel musaf b'shash at tzibur mispalelim chakras. If he's being mispalel musaf, if he's mispalel musaf at the time that tzibur is davening chakras, well, mikri b'shash at tzibur mispalelim. It's not called b'shash at tzibur mispalelim. Agav, the Dirsha brings down from the Salmas Chaim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, Zechafadik of Racha, that even though he's not wearing tefillin, he's having musaf, and they're davening chakras, it's mutter, but he should just be moidia them. They shouldn't be choshed him. So he should be moidia them. He's davening musaf, and that's why he's not wearing tefillin. And the same thing vice versa. If they're davening musaf, he could wear his tefillin for chakras, but he should just be moidia them that he's davening chakras, and that's why he is wearing tefillin, and they're not. They mispalel imam, but basic kenesis, mikri, tefillah satzibur. That's called tefillah satzibur, since he's together in the shul with them, then it is called tefillah satzibur. Fine. Let's go weiter. Sifkat Mamed Aleph. This is going on further. Now we're up to a Ramah. This is a similar idea. Just like we said in the Shulchan Aruch, if a person is an oinus and he can't get to shul, he should try to daven at the time that the people in the shul are davening. So similarly, if he's in a place where there is no shul, so then we're assuming, let's say he's in an outskirt or something like that of a city. So he should be mispalel at the time that the people in the city are being mispalel, even though where he lives there's no minyan, but he should at least try to be mispalel at the same time as the people in the city. Let's see that inside the Ramah. V'hu is in the parentheses here. V'hu adin b'nei adam, the people who are hadarim b'yishuvim, that live in a yishuv, means outside of the city, is in a place where there's no minyan, right? No minyan. We call makoim yispalel shachris v'arvis. They should be mispalel their shachas and arvis at the time that the tzibur is being mispalel. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Kut and Lamed Aleph. Yispalel shachas, but they should be mispalel shachas at the time that they're davening. It will be moitz hakayit. Now he's going to have several problems with timing, how to get the same timing as the tzibur. If he moitz hakayit in the summertime, shatzibur me'achrim tefillas shachas. If the tzibur is davening later, let's see, whatever it is, let's say the nates is 5 o'clock, and the tzibur is not going to daven until 7 o'clock. So you have this two-hour break that he's up and he could be mispalel, but he has to wait for the tzibur. And now it's going to be a lot of bittles none, because we'll see as the Mishnah Berurah continues, he's not allowed to learn in that time, he's not allowed to do malacha, he can't do anything before davening. So he's got a problem. He can't do anything until he davens. And he can't daven until the zibur gets to davening, and he's up already, he's waiting, 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock, he's going to have to sit around twiddling his thumbs for 2 hours. So Mishnah Berurah says that in this case, it would actually be better for him to daven right away, instead of sitting there batal. Yeah, so but Darbi Yishuv, Asur, if you look a you can't even learn. Kamosha Kasta, Simon Pei Test, Tezvav, like we learned before. Simon Reish Lamed Beis, and says, Alzan Hilchas Mincha. Shema Yivshaik, Bli Mudoi, he'll get into his learning, he'll forget himself. So he's not allowed to learn. Fine, he's not allowed to do Malacha either. So he has a problem. What's he going to do this whole time until the Tzibur gets to Davni? The Avar is Manfila. We're afraid he'll keep learning and miss Zman Tfila. So he's going to be butthole. He's going to be sitting twiddling his thumbs for a long time. Lachain, therefore, it says the Mishnah Berurah, Alcha Maisa, Mutav, she is Paul, Tekev, Ba Neit, Hachama. It would be better to daven right away by Neit. It's first opportunity. Let him daven right away. Don't waste the time. And we call Shekain, Kayoim, and especially today, the Bekilas Gedailois, Miss Paulin, take of Mishair Abaker that he has a minion right away. There's an eighth minion. So anyway, he could be davening with the tibur, so let him daven right away. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Bizman shatzibur mispalim." At the time that tzibur is mispalim, that's when he has to be mechaven. This person who lives in the yishuv, pirish b'shasa kehilas shekilas yisrael mispalim. At the time that the kehilas yisrael are mispalim, that when they're davening, that's the time to daven. Now, last night, one of the people in the shir asked that what exactly does it mean, bizman, that the tzibur is mispalim? You have people at different time zones and different times, and there's always somebody davening somewhere, so l'chera, he's davening with the tzibur, all the time he's davening with the tzibur. So Baruch Hashem, I looked around today, and the Achronim Taka have this ha'ara, they have this question. So there's a stipler over here in the Kilas Yankov in Masechus Brachas and Simon Gimel that he says it's pasha to him that when a person has to be mispalel, he's a yachid. Let's talk about the case of the Shulchan Aruch where he's an einus and he can't come to shul, and he has to be mispalel at the time of the tzibur. It's pasha that he has to be mispalel at the time of the tzibur in his city. He has to be with his tzibur. He has to be mispalel at the time of the tzibur that's in his city. And it's partial like that because this svara, he could daven any time of the day, then somewhere somebody is davening. So, no, it's his tzibur. And then he says, I just mentioned the Berurah, that's mashma, kiwis, yisrael, mispalel, which is mashma. Any time there are people davening is no problem. So the stipler says that over here, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Ramah. And the case of the Ramah is a person who doesn't have any minion in the city, and therefore he's nigra akar kihilas yisrael. It's a new din. So the place can say based on this that if a person is traveling or if he doesn't have a minion, he's in a place where there's no minion, so then he doesn't have any specific community that he is nigra, he's following after, and therefore there's a concept of kihilas yisrael. Then he just has to be davening sometime that somebody is davening somewhere. But if he is in a place where there is a minion and he just can't get there, so then he should be mispalel at the time of that minion. And Rabbi Yashiv is even more machmir. Rabbi Yashiv says that from the Gemara, it's mashma, that he actually has to have a specific tzibur that he's latching onto. He can't just be soimek, but somewhere in a shtibul, they must be davening Shmon Ezer right now, that he has to know specifically which tzibur he's joining with his tefillahs to make them to be oila, to be nisratza, to get this mile of tefillah b'tzibur. Fine. If Ashkenaz, let's go further. If Ashkenaz and Nagula hakdim arvis. Now there's another problem. What happens in the places where the minig was to daven the early ma'ariv? So the kila, they have a right to do so because the svara, the Gemara says that it's kasha l'kabsam. They can daven mincha, and then if you're going to send them home and wait till ma'ariv, so then you're good luck getting them to come back. So Mimela, they davened right away, Mincha Ma'ariv, a famous, that was very common in Europe, but not as common today. So you do have some minyanim to do this. So now, Mishnah Berurah says that the tzibur has a right to do that. Kasha the Kabsam is a svara by a tzibur. But a yachid does not have a right to do this. If it's just convenient for him to daven a Mincha Ma'ariv on his own, he can't do it. So now, here we have a person, he's an oinus. He would really come to shul and daven with the people in the shul, but he can't get there. And he wants to daven at the time of the tzibur. So mincha, certainly, let him daven at Shmona Esrei, at the time that the tzibur is davening there, Shmona Esrei. But now, when it comes to Ma'ariv, they have a right to daven now, but he doesn't. So it says in Mishnah Berurah, it would be better for him to wait till tzeis. Yeah. You're asking if it makes a difference to before or after Shkia. The Mishnah Berurah says he should wait till Laila. You're asking if it's good enough to wait till after Shkia. The Mishnah Berurah says Laila. We'll see. It says Kachavim. Yeah. Look, Ashkenaz, Nagu, Agdim, Arvis, and Ashkenaz, the Minig is to make Ma'ariv early, Kamosh Kasav, Sim, Rishlam, and Hey, Yachad, a Darba Kfar, so Yachad, who either lives in a Kfar, he lives in a small town where there's no minion, or Bederek, or he's traveling, Tarak Lahamtin, Ad Tetsu Kachavim, he's got to wait until the stars come out, he's got to wait till night, and Davin at the Zman Tefillin. Let's go further now. The Shulchan Aruch has another case. We mentioned that there are two independent milas. There's a mila to daven at the time of the tzibur davening, and there's a mila to be in a shul. Now, we've been discussing the one side. If you have, if a person is not capable of coming to the shul, so he should at least daven at the time that the tzibur is being mispalel. Now we have the other way. What happens if he couldn't be mispalel at the time the tzibur was being mispalel? But now it's time for him to daven, so he should come to shul at least. Let him come to shul, and he can daven in a makom tefillah. There's a maila of being in a shul, even if the tzibur is not davening at that time, but there's a maila to be in a shul. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'kein im nenas, if a person was nenas, he's nenas, v'lis pala b'shash, he's pala tzibur, he's incapable of davening at the time that the tzibur is davening, v'hu mispala b'yachid, and he's davening b'chidus, aval p'kein, he's pala b'sakinesis. He should come to shul. The maila of being in a shul. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, he's come on the Gimel. Why is this a maila? Mipnei shu makom kavua l'kedusha. This is a place that's made for kedusha. It's a place for tefillah. So mimela, his tefillah has a bigger kayak in a shul than if he would daven in his house. Tefillah is miskabel esham yaita. It's more miskabel. His tefillah has more of a kayak to be miskabel in the shul than if he'd be at home. Now, there's an interesting consideration that this is only if it won't be a hillel Hashem, but if coming to shul late and people are going to see that he didn't daven on time and it's going to make a chilul Hashem, so then it's not kedai. The pashut, the imhu talmud chacham, if he's a talmud chacham, the eish chashash chilul Hashem, people are going to see, this is a talmud chacham, he comes to shul and he's late. They don't understand why he's late, but that's, not everybody's down the chav schools. And he's afraid there's going to be a chilul Hashem, because yavoi achar tefillah b'beis ha-kenefes, when he comes to shul after the tefillah, he's probably based, so he's better off davening at home to avoid the Chilul Hashem. It's Yidua that when the Chofetz Chaim was in his old age and he had, stomach issues and he wasn't always able to make it to shul, he would be Moidia. As he walked to shul, every person he would see would explain to them that his stomach was bothering and he couldn't make it. He didn't want that there should be Chilul Hashem, that he was not able to make it on time for the davening. He's late. Chofetz Chaim is not coming to shul on time. People are going to think that it's not so important to come to shul on time. So mimele, he was always moedia people for the reason for his tardiness. But it's a consideration in halacha. He's a talmud chacham, and if he's going to come late, people are going to say, oh, you see what davening shul is all about. It doesn't matter so much because you don't have to daven with a tzibur. So that's a chilul Hashem. He shouldn't come. Better off to not come. Let's see further now to Sif Yod. Anu alaka, we spoke about that a person has to daven with the tzibur. There's a new alaka that when he's in the tzibur, he can't be makdim. He can't start his shmona esrei before the tzibur starts their shmona esrei. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, this is a zilzul. It's not nice. It shows a little bit of a disrespect to the tzibur that he's not getting himself in sync with them. He's on his own schedule. So that's a zilzul to their kavod. So he shouldn't do that. Let's see the mechaber. Sif Yod, kishayimed in a tzibur, when a person is together in the tzibur, we'll see if he can leave the room. That's a whole discussion. But if he's in the tzibur with the, and he's davening in the tzibur, asr lo lahakdim tefilas for the tzibur tzibur. He's not allowed to start hishmon asr before everybody else. Elohim kain, unless hashayi veres, the zman of tefilah is passing, and he's afraid that if he doesn't start hishmon asr now, so he's going to miss the Zman Tefillah, And it's mashma here from the Mechaber that even though he's standing in the room, they're all saying Chvesos Krishma or whatever, and he sees the time is going to pass, he gets up and daven Shemana Esrei in front of everybody. That seems from the Mechaber, that's what you do. The Einat Tibur Mispalim, and they're not up to Tefillah yet, Lefisha Marichim Putim, why should they be so late? They're at St. Putim, or Lesiba Keres, whatever the reason is. But the kids are there behind, and he's going to chaparai. He wants to daven on time, so he can do that. Says the Ramah, this is Davka, that he's basically skipping the Putim, and he's going to start his Shemoneh Esrei. So the Ramah says that we don't skip Putim. That's only because it's late. But otherwise, you should be saying the Putim with the Tzibur Aval B'loi Shaiveres. If it wouldn't be for the fact that it's a Shaiveres, he's Palo HaPutim, Batchinois, and Matzibur. He should really say the Putim and the Tchinois together with the Tzibur. Well, you first mean it's Tzibur. There's a concept of not being Pirish from the Tzibur. If that's what they're doing, they're saying Putim, so you should say Putim. Mafilo Lasek B'Divrei Tzera, even if he wants to be Isaac and Divrei Tzera, for him it's a waste of time. Aval Pikein, he should stick with the Tzibur. Ayin La'el, Simen Memchef, like it says before in Simen Memchef. Okay, so we had a Pasha Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. We said that a person should not be Makdim, he should not make his Shemoneh Esrei before the Tzibur Shemoneh Esrei, when he's in the Tzibur, unless they're running late for whatever reason, Putim or something else, then he could start his Shemoneh Esrei. He shouldn't miss his Zman Tefillah, and it seems he's skipping the Putim, says the Ramah, but otherwise we don't skip Putim, even if you're Talmud Chacham and you want to be Isaac and Tyra, Achal Tikain, do what the Tzibur is doing. Let's see that Mishnah Berurah now, Sivkat and Lama Dalad. Ima Tzibur Asr, he's not allowed to get ahead of the Tzibur. Aval Gav, so now the Mishnah Berurah is a Kasha. The Kasha is that he's never allowed, he's always Mechuyev to daven at the time of the Tzibur davening. So why are you telling me you can't be Makdim to the Tefillah of the Tzibur? Anyway, you're supposed to daven with him. Yeah, so Mr. Burr's answer is that something that to me sounds a little bit of a steer to what we said last night, but he says that it's not mamish and iser to not daven with the tzibur. It's just that it's, okay, it's a maila and your tefillah should be in this kabul, but here's an iser. Here's mamish and iser. Okay, we were saying last night that it's not some a maila ba'alma, it's a chayva to daven with tzibur, but I'll upon him that since at least the reason why it's a chayva is because you should have your tefillahs in this kabul, and we see that there are certain instances that a person is not even mechuyev to daven b'tzibur. So I'll call upon him, it's not mamash and iser. But over here, it's mamash and iser. You're not allowed to do this. Let's see that inside. Avo gav de besif akhaydim, kasav da filu hu b'beisai. If a person's in his house, yichavin l'shash atzibur mispalim, he should daven together at the time that the tzibur is davening. So kol shekein, if he's in the room with them, he certainly should daven at the same time. What's he doing getting ahead of them? So there's a difference. That's that his tefillah should be nishmas. There's no isser. It's not mamish also. Even if we'll go with Rav Moshe, it's like a chayva, but it's not mamish and isser to be makdim. It's a chayva that he should have his tefillah nishmas. If he'll be magdim, that's that time. But if he's together with the tzibur, a magdim, and then he's magdim, is isur namiika. This isn't a vera. He's not allowed to do this. Now, what's the problem? The reason is mipneishu kim mavaza as a tzibur. This is a bizayin to the tzibur. He's not doing what the tzibur is doing. He's separating himself. He's showing that they're not at the right pace. He's not treating them properly. He's showing a disrespect for them. The mashma b'gemara. It's mashma in the gemara. The filim who writes to lasay that bishvil limud ha-taira. Even if his kavana is a nice kavana, he wants to learn taira, and that's why he wants to hurry up already and get the Shemoneh Esrei finished with. Kagan sheish l'shir kavua, l'omoy taira, etzalachad, he's got a shir kavua, he has a chavrusa, he has a shir he has to get to. Afal pikein, he doesn't have a right to be makdim to the tzibur. Kasav ha-bach. The Bach wrote, the im tzarechu l'mayr tfilasoy. Let's say he has a different reason why he needs to rush. Why does he need to finish up his tfilah? Kagan sheyitzel ha-derech. He's got an airplane to catch. And if he's air slapping, he needs to get going. He didn't realize, I don't know. But now he sees that time is of the essence, and he's got to hurry up and start his Shemoneh Esrei already. So what should he do? So the Eitzah is, says the Bach, Yetzei mi Beit HaKnesses, he's Paul Babesa. He can leave the shul. He's allowed to. It seems normally he would not be allowed to, we'll see later. But here, in extenuating circumstances, he's in a hurry, and he has, it seems, a right to be makdim his tefillah to the tefillah of the tzibur, just not in front of them. So he should leave, and then he'll be mispalel. That's if he needs to lot seis l'derech. Now the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, it could be that that would also be permitted for learning Torah. In other words, we just finished saying that for a person to be ma'adim as tefillah in the tzibur, when everybody's around, and the star has Shmon Esther before everybody, because he wants to get to learning, that he's not allowed to do. However, just like the Bach said, that he can leave the shul and be makdim his tefillah to be latzeis l'derek, to go on the road. So the same thing is possible by limud Torah. That would justify, there would be a reason to justify leaving the shul, and then he could get to his chavrusa, to his rabbi job, whatever it is. But actually, to be real limud Torah, gam kein mutter latzeis kein, it is possible that it's also permitted to do so, but kein mashma b'sefer maimer Mordechai, it's mashma like that in the sefer maimer Mordechai, that it will be permitted to leave the shul in order to get to a chavrusa, to daven right away and get to a chavrusa. Ach, sham ayri lein tefillas musaf, there he was talking about musaf, not chakras, after the hood didn't lein in chakras, but it's possible the chakras is the same thing. And let's just say that again, it shouldn't be confusing. So we had over here, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah asked a question, which is that the person is always mechuyav to daven with the tzibur. So why are you telling me he can't be makdim? And the teretz is that he's always mechuyav to daven to tzibur is in order to have his tefillah in his kabbal, and it's not mamish an issa to be makdim. But here, when he's together in the tzibur with them, there's an issa because he's mevaza the tzibur. Then we said that it's, even if a person has a good reason to do this, it's for limud Torah, he's still not allowed to be mevaza the tzibur and daven before them. However, if he needs to go on the road, he can leave the shul and daven before them. Or it's possible he could also, if he needs to learn, he could leave the shul and daven before them. In other words, samizai, we wouldn't leave the shul. But for a good justification, like he needs to go on the road, or for learning, he can leave the shul and then go. Clear? Let's go further. Lamed hey. We said he can't be makdim as tefillah, v'afilu right to let's say, chutz l'beis kenesis. Ken kazav magen avram b'shem rivash. Like I told you just now, that with no good reason, if he doesn't need to get on the road, or he doesn't have to leave to get to a chavrusa, so then he shouldn't even leave the tzibur to daven before them. That's also not nice. It's not mamish like getting up and davening a Shemoneh Esrei in front of them, but al kapanim, he's walking out of the shul, and they're supposed to be davening. It's also a shtickel zilzul. That's what the Magen Avram said, b'shem rivash. Avo b'sefer maimer Mordechai, the sefer maimer Mordechai, kosav de'en nidivrei rivash raya, that the rivash is not a proof, so he's arguing on the Magen Avram. Amasik, and he comes to the conclusion, de'en ba yisr, there's no isser, that's not called makdim tefilasai. That's not called makdim tefilasai. He's another problem. He's leaving the shul, so he doesn't have the mila of tefila b'tzibur as he could, and therefore, that's not right to do. Ela delav shaper avit. He's not doing the right thing. Demaf said mia tefillah sibur. He's losing tefillah sibur by getting up and leaving. So you have here a machlokas, the Magen Avram and the Maimer Mordechai. If you have a proof from the Rivash, the Magen Avram holds that a person may not just get up and leave the shul and daven before the tzibur, and that's a problem of makdim tefillah. So this is the same aveira. He's mevaza the tzibur. And the Maimer Mordechai says, no, it's not part of that aveira, but it is losing the maila of tefillah b'tzibur. So it's not the isser, but there's still a problem. He's losing the tefillah b'tzibur. Clear? Great, let's go further. We're up to the Sifkat and Lamed Vav. Hashal Yaveris. Now the Mechaber said there would be a case that he could be makdim, which again I told you is mashma. The Mechaber means to contrast what he said before. And normally you can't be inside the shul and daven before them, but if they're schlepping with their putim and they're going to miss man tefillah, then you could get up and daven before. And it sounds like even in the shul. So Mishnah Berurah is going to say that, and then he's going to bring there's a bach that doesn't agree with that. He says, listen, go outside. Why should you daven in front of them if you could go out? He says, go home if you have time to get home. Yeah, mashma, here's mashma, the mechaber's mashma, the az afilu b'beisa kinesis, shari, even in the shul, it's mutter, v'kein muchach, lashin talmide rabbeinu yayna. The lashin of the talmide rabbeinu yayna is taka muchach like that. That it's in the shul, he can daven in front of it. The Bach says, let's davka if he wouldn't have time to get home. Then he could daven in the shul, he's going to miss man tefillah by going home also. So then his only eitz is to daven in the shul in front of the people. But if he could he could be makdim a little bit more and get to home before this man tefillah and daven at home, then he should do that. Like, if he'll go home, he's going to miss man tefillah. it's a little time. But if he has time, then it would be better to go home. So you have here that the Shulchan Aruch's mashma is no difference. Means that no matter what, if they're going to miss the Zman, you daven, don't worry about the Tzibur. And the Bach says that if you could get home, and or I guess be some private place where there's not going to be a Zilzel to the Tzibur, so you should do so. And if you can't, so then it's permitted even in the Tzibur. Period. Isa B'Gemara says in the Gemara, Dim Chalash Liba Yochel Yisfalo B'Beisai Kaidam HaTzibur. If a person feels weak, so he's allowed to daven at home before the time that the Tzibur davens. But in the shul, he's not allowed to do that, even though he's feeling weak, but he can't be makdim before the tzibur. So here we have another reason, not for the tzarech of limud, not even if he's feeling shvach, is he allowed to be mispala before the tzibur in the shul. Bayan simen kuv yudalat zibbeis, dimuchoyloi, unless if he's mamishachayla, we're talking about he feels a little weak, then he's not allowed to. But he's mamishachayla, so then it will be mutter, ababesa kinesis shari, kinkas of a bakva prishasham. Fine. Then we have the last point was the Ramah said that normally we don't skip the, oh, this is Lam and Zayin, oh, next tip, I'm sorry, finished. Ramah says you don't skip Yudim, we said that already. Yud Aleph. Interesting, a Muzer Vord. Mish Yesh Lay Bezek Anesis B'Yiroi. Somebody who has a shul in his city, Vein a Niknas boy, he doesn't go into the shul, he's Palal to be Mispal, Nikra Shachin Ra. He's called a Shachin Ra. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why he's called a bad neighbor. What does it mean he's a bad neighbor? And also, v'goyim galus loy ulabanav rachman olfan, he's goyim to himself and his children galus, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah the raya from a pasuk. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on the Zayin. Sheyesh loy, he has a shul in the city, doesn't go. V'im yesh tei batik neisiyo yistam. Halacha, if you have two shuls, which one's better to go to? Tei batik neisiyo yis be'ir. Toiv v'leik l'rechayka kishar psiyo yis yesh. Because you get the schar psiyo. Interesting. Better to go to the further shul. Go for the shul. We had before, if you have a bigger shul, you go to the one with the more people. Okay, I don't know which one is a bigger mila, Scarpsius or Rovam. Stammer Rovam. Fine, Lamed Ches. Nikra, he's called a Shachin Ra. Dekain Derech Shcheinim Aroyim, Shein Niknazim Lebeis Chaveirayim. That's a bad neighbor. A bad neighbor, he doesn't come to visit his friend, his neighbor. So we may well, this person, he doesn't come to visit the Kaddish Baruch Hu. I think that's pshat. He's a Shachin Ra. The Eibishter is here in the neighborhood, and he doesn't come to visit. So he's called a Shachin Ra. Weinbach Reinim, Shkasu Shafilu Im Sham Minyan Asara. Even if he has a minion, excuse me, thank you. Afilu Im Sham Minyan Asara. Wow, Philip Flyam. There's no minion in the shul. There's a shul, and no minion. Avo Pikein, if he doesn't come to visit the Eibishter in his house, he's called a Shachin Ra, the Hastama Katani. It says Stama. It says that a person doesn't go to shul. It doesn't say anything about that minion. He doesn't go to the place, this miuchad, for tefillah. It doesn't come to Hashem's house. He's called a Shachin Ra. But a prima gadam is tapik, but the prima gadam is mesupik if it's talui in the makom or if it's talui in the tzibur. Vim is palu bebeisai basara. If a person davens at home and he has a minion, so he's davening with a tzibur, even though he doesn't go to a shul, he doesn't go to a place that's miuchad for tefillah, that's good enough, because the Shekhinah comes there, so then that's like he's a good visitor, he's a good neighbor. Chol gavne ina nikra shachinra, he's not called a shachinra, the chol be'asara shekhinah sharia. Whenever there's a minion, there's Shekhinah. So he does visit the Shekhinah, he's called a good neighbor. Now, miho kopanem midei chayvaz beit ha-kenezes le'nafik, but we have mentioned already there's a chayv to go to the shul. So even though he's not called a shachinra, because he does visit the Shekhinah, because he has a minion in his house. But when I say he's not yotze the inyan of Beit HaKnesses, he should go into a shul. Elam kain oisai makom shemiz palan boy kavua la kedusha. Unless this shul in his house is mamash a shul, it's kavua, he uses it all the time for tefillah, so then he would have this maila also of Beit HaKnesses. We said that he's called a shachin rab, and he's gairem galus to himself and his children, rachman al-atlan, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamitash Shachin Ra, Dichsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Koy Amar Hashem, Al Kol Shekhenei Haroyim, so says Hashem and all the bad neighbors, all the Shekhenei Haroyim. Now what does Hashem say? I'm going to take them off their land. So you see that the Einish, the end result of Shekhenei Haroyim, which we said was a person doesn't go to shul, is Neitsha Mi'ad Masam, they're going to be taken off of their land. So Mimela, we see the punishment of Golas if he's a shachinra. Let's go further. Let's see the maila. What happens if a person sakar? He goes to shul and he's mashkim the beis hakneses. What a gavaldik aschari has. V'chol mashkim a mairif. The beis hakneses. Whoever is a mashkim and he's mairif, he comes early to shul and he stays late. And the beis hakneses zeika larikas yamim. He's zeika tarikas yamim. So it's fakad. Here is garim galos and here is garim arikas yamim. How do we know? It's also pasuk shneimer hashrei adam shei meali. Ashrei is a person that he's shemeali, he listens to me, he's shekeid, the Mefarshim say it's a lesson of mihirus, he's maher, he's rizis, to come to the dalseis of Hashem, yom yom, day after day, he comes to the base of Knesset, and he's shemeali, he listens to Divrei Kedusha, v'chsiv akrab, and it says after that, ki moitzi'i matzachayim, a person who finds me, finds life, so we see that the schar of being a shekeid, al dalseis Hashem, to come to the base of Knesset, the schar is moitzi'i matzachayim, that he's matzachayim, he's zeka to arikas yamim. Says the Mishnah says the Mechaber Vayter, sif yud beis, mitzvah lorutz kishahoylech lebeis haKnesset. It is a mitzvah to run to the beis haKnesset. No speeding, please. But a mitzvah lorutz lebeis haKnesset. K'nechein l'chol davar mitzvah. Every davar mitzvah is an inyan. A person should run to do the mitzvah. The reason, like demon, he should mamish run to do the mitzvah. Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, ve'asu l'vsoya p'siya gasset is an iser. Medivri Kabbalah from the Nevi'im. To be paiseya psi agas on Shabbos, but afal pikein for a tzarech mitzvah, a person is allowed to, and not only allowed to, it's a mitzvah, laru, it's a filu b'Shabbos, aval kishe yasami beis haKnesset, but if he's leaving the beis haKnesset, aser laru, it's forget, it's aser to run, because then he shows that he's in a hurry to get out of there. And we don't want to show, chalila, that we're in a rush to get out of the shul, so we have to go with nachas, we have to go slowly. This is a halacha lemaaseh, this is a big Musar Haskel for probably many of us. It's we're in a, maybe we're not such rush to get to this one, but when it comes time to leave, we're out of there. We gotta get to work, we gotta get to who knows what. So, no, the Shulchan Aruch says the person, when he's coming to shul, he's in a rush to get to shul, not because he's late, but because he wants to show his excitement to come to shul. And when he leaves, he should leave with nachas. Don't be in a rush. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Nem. It's a mitzvah. We said it's a mitzvah to run. How do we know this from a pasuk? Shneimar v'neida'a nirdevo l'dasas Hashem. We should run to know Hashem. We should run to come close to Hashem. So from there we see it's a mitzvah l'ruts. It's a mitzvah to run to the shul. Amizan nilmoid. From here we have a Musar Haskel. This is the Mishnah Berurah. It seems it's a big Yitzhara because this is at least the third time the Mishnah Berurah has mentioned this. That I can remember, he said it in Siman Nun Ches, and he said it in Siman Peites, and he says it again in Siman Tzadik, that it seems there's a big Yitzhara for people to sit and schmooze before davening, they took a coffee, they took a tea, they were a whole group of Chabura, they had Ms. Kaddish, Kedusha, Tfil B'Tzibur, Merdik. It was a big Yitzhara. So Mimela says to Mr. Brewer, you see over here, Merdik is art. It's a mitzvah around the shul, that you're slapping, you're schmoozing with your friend, you chop a schmooze, a coffee, and you take your time. And meanwhile, here, the Shulchan Aruch says you should be running the shul. So it's a big tachaka for us. The kozikin, sheishli yizayir. Person has to be careful. He shouldn't stand in the middle of the road. He shouldn't schmooze with his friend. For his personal interest. Because it's very common that he's going to miss Baruch and Kedusha. It's interesting halacha. The Prisha says that you don't have to run the whole mile to shul. The when you get close to the shul and it's apparent that you're coming to shul, then you run. You're up the steps. You run to the shul to show that you're excited to come into shul. But before then, it's not nikkur. The Shah Minker who shayso l'shem mitzvahs beis haKnesset. There you see he's coming to shul. So if the whole vort it has to be nikker, Prima Gadim says if you're carrying your talis and your tefillin, everybody knows you're going to shul. So Mimela, you can run the whole mile, give them to aid. You get a mitzvah the whole way. You get a show. You're excited to run to shul. Because of Prima Gadim the b'shachris, shayso l'shem talis et tefillin b'yadoi tamid minker. You can always tell he's going to shul. Yeah, it seems that the goyim don't appreciate this so much, so you shouldn't run in front of the goyim. They'll look like foolish or something, so then you shouldn't run. Mem Aleph, Larut? Huh? That's our mat. If you're saying we're Bainuk, okay, it depends on which neighborhood you're in. Okay, but anyway, most of us are driving. We shouldn't speed, please. I don't think you get a mitzvah of Larutz Lashol. Maybe it's a Bizrayo Deretzikum. So I don't know, you know, if a person is walking their shul and he wants to run a little bit and he's in a neighborhood that he's not going to look, you know, in front of the goyim like a fool, then fine, give him pay. I was once running the shul, and the garbage truck, I don't like, you can't say divrei Torah with the garbage truck, right? The smell, whatever. So I was running past the garbage truck, they started whistling at me. So it seems the goyim get bothered when a yid is running for mitzvah somehow. Okay, anyways, it's Larut Mem Aleph. Ad Pasach Beza Knesset, up to the shul, but not in the shul. Beza Knesset, Atma, but the shul itself, Asher Larut, you shouldn't run, Asher to run. Ela Yelik Be'ema. A person has to have Ema, Yerushalayim, you have to have Kavod Reish, so he shouldn't be rushing and running around in the shul. Let's do one more small sifkat, and then I'm going to have to stop here. B'Shabbos, Asher, we said on Shabbos, normally it's Asher to run, but for Torah Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Yeah, what is he saying? Just a second. Oh, Stamazai, if it's not for a mitzvah. If it's not for a mitzvah, he's asked to run on Shabbos. Mishra is saying the truth is, on Chol, it's also not recommended. It takes 1/500th of his eyesight of the Adam if he runs. So it's better not to. Ein per Megadim, the per Megadim says that that it could be, even on Shabbos, when it's a mitzvah, Larutz, he has to take a step that's less than an Am at a time. And by Sam, the Shlach Kaddish, which is where this comes from, he says clearly not like that. When it's a mitzvah to run, you can even take big steps. You get back at Havdalah, it's also true. You stop here.